be here today. Item 10 is the monthly report. I appreciate the detail provided on the grants and responding to that request previously. Any other comments on anything in there? Okay, and
I actually have a few things to add that have come since the report was put in.
Okay.
If you would indulge me. Just a couple of things. Also in the report, I wanted to flag that there is an update on Gwinnell. December is the month in which I was supposed to report back to the board on matters related to Gwinnell. It is here in the report. Check. A couple of other things. We had a petition dismissed by the state board. It was a petition against us from Cletus Espel on the monitoring program for the freshwater WDR, and that was dismissed by the state board. So that's another check. Santa Rosa was given a very prestigious award by US EPA, and we actually, Charles Reed of our staff, actually wrote the nomination for the pretreatment award for Santa Rosa. So I went to that ceremony at City Council last month. Very prestigious, one of just, I think, three or four treatment plants within the country that get that award each year. So they run a really fine program for pretreatment, and it was nice to be able to acknowledge that. The MS4 permit for the stormwater control for both Sonoma County and the City of Santa Rosa was supposed to be on the agenda for January. We got substantial comments and are going through a process with the community, particularly the dischargers, to go through that permit now, based on their comments, pretty much line by line with them to try to come to a better understanding of what we meant by the language and to redraft it as appropriate. That will mean a re-notice eventually before that permit comes back to you. So that's probably at least a six-month delay on that permit. Budget, we're continuing to wonder what's going to happen in the state of California. We just read the newspapers. But one thing that I did want to say was that while there's a lot of budget uncertainty, that there's been a lot of generosity in this office as well. I was very proud that we ran a drive for Thanksgiving turkeys, and there are only about 80 of us here, and we provided to the food bank 78 turkeys. So feel pretty proud about that. And we're doing also a drive for Christmas for presents for children. So, well, we don't know what our budget future is. At least we're being able to be generous, and I think that's great. And then the last, pardon?
I'm sorry. I just want to also say that the board donated to the funds to fund two families that we're funding for Christmas.
Thank you.
So we want to say thank you.
Oh, you're welcome.
And then the last item, your generosity is unknown to yourselves. And then the last item was breaking news is that Gary Wolf resigned from the state board effective yesterday to go to work for a nonprofit in Alameda. So that will leave his space on the state board vacant, along with Tam is up for reappointment, as is Fran Spivey Weber. So that's potentially three new slots, or two and one. But nonetheless, that's a change and was unexpected.
All right, we'll. And is that, do you have any executive officers? That is the executive officer's report. Board member request for future agenda items.
I just had a question. Listening to the Garcia report this morning and having spent some time on the Gualla this last week and looking at that watershed, my understanding is that Gualla is a technical TMDL without an implementation. How many of those are out there, and is there some type of schedule to come back and pick those up at some point?
There are, it's either 15 or 17 of them out there. The approach that we're using is we have developed a work plan for sediment to guide staff's efforts to try to implement at whenever we had an opportunity on projects within those watersheds related to sediment to make sure we were mindful of the TMDL and implemented tight sediment controls. There is no plan to come back to those at this point in time in any individual watershed basis. The plan at this point, we will get more cuts in our TMDL program and in our TMDL implementation program. I can guarantee that between now and June. So my top priority right now remains keeping Garcia funded, keeping Scott funded, keeping Shasta funded. We're going to need to find somebody to do something on Lost, and with that also something on the Klamath. And I don't know where those resources and who that person will be. But we really don't have anybody to assign to those. And that's one of the major shortfalls in the program right now. We see what we can do with just Jonathan's time. Jonathan is exceptional. But with Jonathan's time, we really can provide focus and make things change. But it really does take someone's time, and we just don't have the resources to do that. We are implementing, of course, you know, timber harvest plant controls, et cetera, road, et cetera.
No, it just strikes me that every time we implement a TMDL, we throw somebody off the airplane and leave them behind, right? And pretty soon there's nobody in the airplane anymore.
That's very apt, but I like to think that we send them with a parachute.
Exactly. And food. For a little while. All right. I have one future item of maintenance. It's not urgent, but I just am reminded that the Forest Service was here at one point 6-8 months ago or so, and they were going to report on their assessments and I'm curious how well that's coming along. And they,
for fire?
No, not fire. This was...
This was part of the sediment workshop, and they were talking... Yeah, I remember that.
You know, I just making a mental note that they represented about half of the region, and they sounded very, very positive of all the things they were doing. And they were going to work with our staff and develop something, and they were going to work with the state board staff and develop something.
Yeah, I can give you an update on where we are with that. As you may be aware, we will be renewing the waiver for timber activities for U.S. Forest Service. That will come to the board, I believe, in June. So that will be the timber activities. We're working with them on sort of building up from a pilot. So think of it like this, and we're down at this little place right now of working with them on the Scott TMDL implementation on forested areas, which is the Klamath National Forest. We've drilled all the way down to the Scott TMDL, and we're kind of working out with them how we do inventories and assessments. And from there, then we're going to go up to the, we'll blow from there up to the Klamath Forest and probably do a waiver or a permit for Klamath. And we hope to have that conceptualized with them by this summer. With a permit adoption then to follow. And then if that works with Klamath, then we'll probably go to Six Rivers and just keep on picking off. Each forest is so administratively separate, it's easier to do it. It seems at this point in time anyway, forest by forest. So that's the plan. So it's something will, by its very nature, be coming back to you, I would say, in 6 months to 8 months.
And the board members just... February 23rd, 24th, the WQCC meets in Chino. Sounds interesting outing then. And our next board meeting is January 29th here in Santa Rosa again. So, with that, unless there's anything for the good of the order, any last minute legal problems that you need to solve there, Ms. Olson? We're done.
That's enough.
That's enough for today.
I need any hotel receipts that you have so I can
bring you one of these. Bring you mine tomorrow.
Okay.
Let's check out.